The single most important factor in improving a student's music ability throughout junior high and high school is the opportunity to take a weekly private lesson with a qualified teacher. Many Cincinnati Public School Orchestra students in grades 6 through 12 cannot afford to pay for private music lessons. These are the words of Dr. Isidore Rudnick, Fine Arts Manager for Cincinnati Public Schools. And to the rescue comes the Ben Carlson Burns Scholarship, bringing to reality the vision of the late Ben Carlson. Good evening for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal. My guest is Ben Carlson Burns' mother, Susan Carlson. Susan, welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
You bring some updates and some exciting news about the scholarship fund and the benefit concert coming up next week at SCPA. It's been a little while since your last visit here. Will you honor us by reintroducing us to your son?
Happily. Ben was just your average high school student, but he was a classical pianist. And he liked all kinds of music, but he really said to me when he was thinking about what he wanted to do for community service that he wanted to introduce underserved kids who didn't have the opportunity to listen to classical music to offer them exposure to that and private lessons that he would teach. So he became very enthusiastic about that and offered the kids music classes and private piano lessons and helped them obtain pianos for their houses when he was in high school. Unfortunately, he passed away tragically in a hiking accident in 2002. And in 2004, we established the Ben Carlson Burns Scholarship Fund in his name to continue that vision that Ben had.
See, you said that he was just a typical average kid. He sounds anything but. To at 16 be sensitive enough to see the need for this kind of music in young people's lives. And he actually went out and found a place to give the lessons to.
Yes,
didn't he?
Yes,
track down some support and some sponsors.
Yes, yes. And back then, this was in the late 80s, early 90s, okay? No one was doing that at that time. No one. And so he really had a vision. And since then, move forward into the 2000s, then major orchestras and all kinds of ensembles and the classical music world kind of caught on that we need to open these doors to other underserved communities and people. But Ben really was a trailblazer in that respect.
The scholarship now in its 15th year. Can you talk about some of the students who have gone through the program?
We have some wonderful students that have gone through the program. And really, the range of our students goes from students who have majored in musical performance and are now trying to be, you know, get their career going with major orchestras and living that dream, down to students who have gone on to successful lives in other areas but still carry with them a love of music and classical music and a love of their instrument that they have learned to play. So we have everything in between. And in fact, one of our students, Miles Yeazell, who was a Ben Carlson Burns student that we supported from, I think it was like ninth grade on, is now at CCM as a cello performance major, and he will be playing one piece with our artist in the concert this year. So we are very excited to have Miles performing with us.
Well, let's talk about this concert. This is the big fundraiser that you do annually?
Biannually, every other year, because it's just too difficult for me to put on such an extravaganza every year. So we do it every other year. It's a very important fundraiser for us. This year, we are very excited that Terrence Wilson, who is a classical pianist that has played with just about every major orchestra in the United States and around the world, including two or three times with the CSO as their featured performer, he has asked us if he can return and play again for the scholarship. Part of the reason that he's doing this is because he believes in our mission, but also because he knew Ben and spent time with Ben, because they both had interest in opening up classical music to underserved communities and young people. And so they had some really nice conversations about that. And he feels a very special place for Ben in his heart. And so he has said he will return and play again. So this is a wonderful opportunity to not only hear some world-class music from this artist, but also to support a really great cause.
When and where is the concert, Susan?
So it will be January 12th, and that's a Sunday evening at the School for Creative and Performing Arts on Central Parkway at 7 p.m. in the Mayerson Theater.
It's a beautiful facility, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Can you talk about your partnership with Concert Nova?
Yes. Well, we believe in our scholarship program that we want to not only just provide lessons for youth, but we want them to have the highest quality teachers that we can find that will be committed to them throughout the time that we will fund them. In order to do that, we need to have an artistic partner that has access to that quality of musicians. And so Concert Nova has become our artistic partner, and they provide and help us locate teachers for our students. I want to also say that our teachers not only teach them, but they provide a mentoring relationship to them. When a student is accepted into our program, it's a little different than other programs. And let me tell you about the differences here. One, the students are recommended by their teachers. They do not have to audition, and they do not have to be identified as the cream of the crop or the top student. They only have to have an interest in playing an instrument and want to learn about classical music and be committed to their lessons, obviously. Once we accept a student, we feel that you need to go deep and strong with one child in order to make a difference in their life. And so when a student is accepted into the Ben Carlson Burns Scholarship Fund, they are guaranteed, if they maintain their commitment, that they will be funded all the way to high school graduation. And so we set aside the entire amount of money to pay for their lessons through high school graduation. That is a very different kind of concept than many other musical programs that have outreach components to them, because you never know, well, we have funding next year, we don't know, but we do not ever want to drop a child once they're accepted. So we focus in deeply on one child when we're committed to them.
It's also nice, I think, to not have everything come down to one audition, because anybody can have a bad day or nerves can make them not play their best.
But yes,
to have a teacher actually say, this one needs a little help.
Right. And also, you would be amazed what happens when you do what we have done. Kids grow exponentially, and it's amazing to watch them.
My guest is Susan Carlson, the co-founder, along with Philip Byrne, of the Ben Carlson Burns Scholarship. And Susan, your program is specific to Cincinnati Public Schools?
Yes, mostly. We will accept occasionally a student who is not a CPS student, but mostly, yes. Currently, we have 13 students at the School for Creative and Performing Arts, one at Dater School, four we just expanded to at Euler School, four sixth graders, who are really darling, and we support 23 students at Withrow High School's orchestra in partnership with their Alumni Association and CPS.
And Zach Riggins.
And Zach Riggins is involved with that. Oh, yes, he is. We know him well.
We love Zach. Are people surprised to learn of the need for this program?
I don't know if they're surprised, but I can tell you that we have dedicated donors that once people understand what we do, they want to support that. That is how we have grown and thrived for 15 years, because we are almost entirely donor-funded, and it takes $800 a year for one student
for
to
one
receive
student.
Lessons.
Yeah, and boy, the difference between students who have private lessons and don't is huge. It can mean a scholarship to college. It can
yes.
mean a job somewhere.
Yes.
Well, the big event is Sunday, January 12th at SCPA in the Mayerson Auditorium. What can we expect to hear that night?
Well, I think it's going to be a pretty exciting program. Terrence is going to play Haydn's Andante and Variations in F minor. And then he's going to play a Liszt sonata in B minor, which is played entirely through in one continuous movement, I understand, and that it's fiendishly difficult, but also very romantic and emotional piece of music. Then, for the last piece, he is going to play the Beethoven, what's referred to as the Ghost Trio for piano, cello, and violin, and he will be joined by Miles Yeazell, as I mentioned, on cello, and Charles Maury, who is the acting associate concertmaster for the CSO through Concert Nova, will be playing a trio together. I understand that the Ghost Trio is called Ghost because it has a very eerie and slow second movement, which should be kind of fun to listen for. There will be a Meet the Artist reception afterwards and lots of yummy desserts and lots of camaraderie. All the parents of the Ben Carlson Byrne students will attend, free of charge, obviously, and our students will be ushering and will be introduced on stage at a pause in the performance.
Plenty of seats still available, but act quickly?
Yes, for sure.
Plenty of parking as well around SCPA.
Yes, yes. Shouldn't be a problem on a Sunday evening.
Sunday evening, January 12th at 7 o'clock. Vincent van Gogh said, "Great things are done by a series of small things brought together." Inspired by the passion and commitment of their son, Ben, Susan Carlson and Philip Byrne created the Ben Carlson Byrne Scholarship to provide private lessons for promising young students right here at home in Cincinnati. The lessons provide more than musical training. The program mentors the young recipients to develop as citizens and strong adults for tomorrow. The 2020 benefit concert is scheduled for Sunday, January 12th, in the Marison Auditorium at the School for Creative and Performing Arts with the featured artist, pianist Terrence Wilson. For a link to information about the concert and about the Ben Carlson Byrne Scholarship that carries on his legacy, visit our website, wvxu.org. It's been my pleasure to visit with Ben's mother, Susan. Susan, thank you for your time, thank you for your work, and thank you for the gift of your son, Ben.
Thank you very much for having me.
For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.